Welcome to Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com, where we take a look at all of the top college and NFL games this week. This segment brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto, Home, Life, Property, and many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent to find out how State Farm can help you. In the Birmingham, Alabama market, contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. Located at 2685 Pelham Parkway, Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119 and get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. As always on Inside the Numbers, we bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports based out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mike, don't have a lot of big games this weekend. That's kind of next weekend, but there are some very important games this weekend.
There are, and I noticed by looking at the schedules, there's not any prime time or marquee games in at night. But we start out, maybe the biggest game of the day goes at 2:30 Eastern.
It's an elimination game for Notre Dame. They went out there in the playoff, no questions asked, but they're going to face a very tough test versus Syracuse at Yankee Stadium, 2:30 p.m. Syracuse 8-2. They only lost to Clemson by 4 points, 27-23. They had that game in control. If a lineman doesn't go downfield, they win that football game. Now, the Irish, they're coming off a 42-13 blowout win over Florida State. Admitted, Florida State is kind of thrown in the towel this year. But now Syracuse, they got their eighth win by beating Louisville by 31 last Friday night. Cost Bobby Petrino his job.
Yeah, the Cardinal team quit on Bobby Petrino a while back, actually. Notre Dame, their two wins from their first ever playoff appearance, a win over Syracuse, and if they get by USC in L.A., then the Saturday after Thanksgiving, they're in.
As crazy as it sounds, 3 of the last 4 weeks of the season, Notre Dame is going to be on the road, okay, at San Diego when they played Navy. Then they played Florida State at home. Then, of course, this week they're in Yankee Stadium. Next week they're in the Coliseum taking on USC. The crazy thing about that is that including this game, it's a home game for Notre Dame. The San Diego game versus Navy was a home game. So it's kind of crazy, even though they've had 3 home games in the last 4 weeks, they only played in their home stadium one time. But Notre Dame, historically, is used to going to New York and playing in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, that is kind of ironic or definitely unique for to have home games 2,000 miles from each other, because Notre Dame had their home game in San Diego against Navy, as you said, and then this game in Yankee Stadium. It's in Syracuse home state, but it's the Irish's home game.
Now, Mike, when you look at this, does – again, home field advantage is always a big thing, even when you're coaching. You like playing at home. You're more comfortable there. Does Notre Dame playing home games in what would be considered neutral stadiums, does that affect the point spread or anything?
Oh, absolutely. Notre Dame would be a bigger favorite if they were playing in South Bend. And speaking of the point spread, both teams that play in this game, they're covering this point spread at a very good rate. The Orange, 7-2 against the number. The Irish, 6-3. Vegas odds makers, they don't have Notre Dame as a top-5 team. But listen, if they win out, I see no way the committee can keep them out of the top 4. First things first, Notre Dame has to beat a capable Syracuse team. Again, they lost by 4, as you said, in Clemson. Syracuse's only losses were that road game at Clemson, at Pitt in overtime. The pressure is on Notre Dame. But also, you have to factor in Syracuse players have not been in a game of this magnitude.